Okay, so we're on the Gemara Daf Yud on the base. We're on the fourth line. We're going to go a little bit quickly today, Be'ezras Hashem, because we have about 2.5 Daf that we would like to learn in 2 days, and it starts now. If I'm going too fast, then please stop me. Says the Gemara, Ibur HaChodesh B'Shloisha. The Mishnah says if you do Ibur HaChodesh, if the This is not Ibur HaShana, which we've been discussing a lot recently. This is Ibur HaChodesh, i.e., if they want to make the month into a 30-day month, such that Rosh Chodesh will be 31, that needs a panel of 3 Dayanim. Says the Gemara, Chishuv Loiktani and Kiddush Loiktani. It doesn't say anything in the Mishnah about the calculations, doesn't say anything about actually being Makadesh the month. Rather, it says Ibur. Which is rather difficult to understand, because actually Ibur happens automatically if Edim do not show up on day 30. Well, then automatically day 31 becomes Rosh Chodesh. So the one thing that you don't need a Beis Din for, L'chayre, is Ibur. So why is that mentioned in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Elo Ibur lo lekadsha. Elo Ibur lo lekadsha umeila la'abin. Who needs to be Mekadosh? It would automatically become Kodesh. If no Edim come on day 30, then automatically day 31 is Kodesh. Omar Abaye, you're quite right. We have to amend the Mishnah, Toni Kiddush HaChodesh. You're right. Instead of Ibur HaChodesh, it really should say Kiddush. Panina Mehochin, indeed, that's what was stated in the Brisa as well. Kiddush HaChodesh, the Ibur HaShono, Bishloisha, Dibri Remes. You see that it's Kiddush HaChodesh, not Ibur HaChodesh. But Omar Rava, that can't be, because the Ibur Katani, it doesn't say anything about Kiddush in the Mishnah. You can't just go around amending the Mishnah. Rather, what does it say? It says something else completely, which is Ibur. So he says a different pshat. Ela Omar Rava, Kiddush B'yoim Ibur B'shloisha. When it says Ibur B'shloisha, it doesn't mean actually the process of Ibur. Rather, it means being Mekadosh the Chodesh on the day of Ibur. What's the day of Ibur, as we always call it? The swing day, day 30. But if it is Achar Ibur, then Lekha Kiddush. You don't need Kiddush at all, because once day 30 has come and gone, no Edim arrived in Bezin, so we all know this was a 30-day month, and day 31 will automatically be Rosh Chodesh. Says the Gemara, Umani, whose opinion is this? Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik. Why? D'tanya Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik, Omer, Im loy nire bizmanoi, ein mekachinoi. So if the moon did not come bizmanoi, meaning on day 30, then that's it. There's no need to mekadesh it the next day, shekvar kitshuhu, B'shomayim, because it's already become Kodesh automatically by Shomayim. So there's nothing really to judge, there's nothing to decide, it automatically becomes Rosh Chodesh. Rav Nachman Omar, the opposite. Kiddush Achar Ibur, if it's on day 31 and you need to Mekadosh the Chodesh, then to the contrary, that is when you'll have 3 Dayonim. If, however, it is B'yoim Ibur, then that's like a Kiddush. So he says the exact opposite. There is no Kiddush if it's on the actual day of 30. Umani, whose opinion is that? Pelimoi he, the Tanya, because it says in the Braisa, Pelimoi me bizmanoi ein makachi noisei. It is only she loi bizmanoi that they are makachi noisei. Ravashi Omar, loilom chishuv ktoni. You thought that chishuv, which means the calculations that go into this process, is not mentioned at all? It's not true. It is mentioned. You know where? Where it says the word Ibur, that means Chishuv. Why so? Umay Ibur, it means Chishuv de Ibur, the calculation of the Ibur. Va'aydi de kaboy lemisni Ibur Shono, because the Gemara wanted, the Mishnah wanted to use the word Ibur with regard to the year. Therefore, Tana Nami, so too, Ibur Chodesh. Says the Gemara, Chishuv Chodesh in Kiddush Chodesh Loi. So at the end of the day, the calculation is mentioned in the Mishnah, but the actual sanctification of the moon is not mentioned. That must be Rabbi Elazar. Mani Rabbi Elazar, he the Tani Rabbi Elazar, Oimer, Bein Bezmanoi, Bein Shaloi Bezmanoi, Ein Mekadshin Oisoi, a brand new opinion. The Bezdin have to make all the calculations in the world, that's true. But following that, the Bezdin do not need to do anything. They do not need to Mekadosh it, Shenemar, V'kidashtem Es Shnas Achamishim Shana. The only thing the Bezdin need to Mekadosh is the 50th year, which is the Yovel. And therefore, we learn from over there, Shanim Atam Mekadosh. Their job, the Bezdin's job, is to sanctify the years, but V'i Atam Mekadosh Chadoshim. Their job is not to sanctify moons. All they need to do is make the calculation, and once they decide, it automatically becomes Kaddish. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer b'shloisha. If you remember, he said you start off with three, you then move on to five, you then go on to seven. What does that mean? How does it work? Tanya, Ketzad, Omer Reb Shimon ben Gamliel b'shloisha maschilim. You would begin the process with three, u'b'chamisha noisin v'noisin. Then with five, you'd have a whole backwards and forwards discussion. The goimrin b'shiva, but you'd complete the process with seven dayonim. Echad oimer leishev. If in the initial three dayonim, one of them said yes, I think we need to sit, meaning we need to have a yeshivas bezdin. We need to judge this. But the shnayim oimrim shaloi leishev. But two of them said no, we disagree. Well, then the thing doesn't start off. Botel yochid b'miutay. Well, then the one who said that there should be a yeshiva's bezdin is botel, and it never gets off the ground. But if shnayim oimrim leishev ve'echad oimrim shaloi leishev, well, then it goes through to the next round. So if two out of the three dayanim say, yeah, we do think that this is something that needs to be adjudicated, then it goes through to the next round. And what happens? Moisifin aleim oid shnayim, you add two. The noisim v'noisim medava, and they will start now. Discuss it. Once again, you go with the roiv. If shnayim oimrim tzricha, if two out of the five say, yes, we need to make this an ibur chodesh, but tzricha, v'shloishim oimrim eino tzricha, so once again, the two out of five, a bottle. Bottle shnayim b'miyuton, v'shloisha oimrim tzricha. V'shnayim oimrim eino tzricha, if three say yes and two say no, so the three win the day, and once again, it goes through to the next round. Moisifim aleim oid shnayim, She'ein aminyan pochis mishiva. There cannot be less than seven. Now, where do you get these magic numbers from? Three, five, and seven. Hani shloisha v'chamisha v'shiva. Where do you get the three, five, and seven from? Keneged me. Pligi v'arav Yitzchok mar nachmeini v'chad di'ima yomani Rav Shimon ben Pazi v'omer lo Rav Shimon ben Pazi v'chad di'ima yomani Rav Yitzchok mar nachmeini. All these various amoraim, they suggest the following. Chad oma keneged birkas koinim. We know in Birkas Kohenim there are also three psukim. How many words? Three, five, and seven. The Chadom Ano, Shloisha Keneged Shomri Hasaf, Chamisha Meiroya Pnei Amelech, Shiva Roya Pnei Amelech. Different guards that the king had. A little bit difficult to understand why the number of Dayanim in the Bezdin would have to parallel the number of guards that the Melech had. But either way, that's what it says. Tony Rabbi Yosef, Hani Shloisha v'chamisha v'shiva Shloisha k'neged Shemrei Hasaf, Chamisha meroya p'nei Hamelech, Shiva roya p'nei Hamelech. Omale Abayel Rabbi Yosef, Ad ho'idna mai taima loy porish lo man hochi. Said Abayel Rabbi Yosef, this is such a fascinating chat. Why did you never tell us about this until now? It's only when we posed the question that you gave the answer. We've never heard this chiddush before. So he answered, Omalohu loy have yodano the tzrichisu. I wasn't aware that I was supposed to give it, this information to you. Mi bo iso mi noy milse v'loy omri luchu. Did you ever ask me that I didn't say? If you'd only ask, this is a bit like the Pesach Sheni story we mentioned the other day. If you'd only have asked for the information, I would have given it. So I don't know why you're so surprised that I never told it to you until now. If you ask, you get the information. Okay, Nosi Zman Nosi Tzorech Gedisim. Tana Rabbana. Ein ma'abrin es hashono elo b'mezumonim. Top of your arm. Elo b'mezumonim law. What is mezumonim law? Meaning that the Nosi pulls together in an official capacity, assembles the Bezdin in the evening. Not just that they happen to be there anyway. So the Nosi says, well, you know what? If we're here, Let's have a discussion about Ibur. Shana, no such thing. The Bezin have to be convened specifically for the purpose of Ibur Shana. Maisa Rabbi Gamliel Shama Hashkimu Li Shiva Le'Aliyah. Rabbi Gamliel once said, he requested, he was the Nasi, and he said, I want seven Dayanim, please, to turn up here. Hashkimu, what does Hashkimu mean? Tomorrow in the morning. Strangely enough, he came, and there were not seven, there were eight. Omar, what's going on? Mihu she'ala she'loi b'rishus. Who has the one who's come up here without being invited? I only invited seven. Why is there eight? Omar Shmuel HaKotan. V'omar anihu she'alisa she'loi b'rishus. Shmuel HaKotan said it was actually me. I've arrived here without permission. V'loi la'aba rashanu alisi. But I didn't come here to take part in the discussion of the Ibur Shona. Ela lilmoid alocha l'maisa hutzrachti. I just want to do shimush. I just want to watch the Dayanim and study the process to see how this is done. Omalei, so if that's the case, he said to him, fine. Shev, b'ni, shev. Sit, my son, sit. Ru'uyois kol ha'shonam kulon l'is'aber al yodcho. Really, you are perfectly worthy of being involved in a discussion of Ibur Shon. However, elo omru chachomim, ey ma'aber mes'ashonam, elo b'muzumonim lo. But I'm sorry, the rule is you can only be Ma'aba Shana by those specifically invited to do so. And if you, by your own admission, was not invited here and you've just turned up, so I'm sorry to tell you, we cannot include you in this discussion. Says the Gemara, the truth is, V'loi Shmuel Akotin Hava. Actually, it wasn't him at all. He was not the one who arrived uninvited. It was somebody else, Ale'ina Shachrina. So why did Shmuel HaKotan announce that he is the one who has turned up uninvited? U'machmas ki sufa hu da'ovid. And he did it in order to spare the shame of whichever Dayan did turn up uninvited. So Shmuel HaKotan made out as if it was him. Says the Gemara Kiha, similar story we have. The Yosef Rebbe. Once Rebbe was sitting for Kodorish and he was giving a drasha for Heriach Reach Shum. And he smelled the very pungent smell of garlic. Clearly, somebody had been eating garlic, had not washed out their mouth, and it was causing a very unpleasant smell here in the drasha of Rabbi. Omar, so he said, he requested, I'm sorry, Misha Ochal Shum, Yetze. Whoever ate this shum should please exit. It's unfair to everybody else. Omar Rabbi Chia. So Rabbi Chia immediately stood up, V'yotza, Omdu Kulon V'yotza. So then they all followed him and they all left. So nobody actually knew who was the one who in fact ate shum. B'shachar motzoi Reb Shimon ben Rebbe le Rebbe Chiya Amalei ato hu she'tzi'arto l'abo. You are the one who distressed my father. You were the first one to walk out. Apparently you were the one to eat shum. Why did you do so in my father's shir? Amar loy, no, loy teikaz ois b'Yisrael. He said, no, it's not true. I didn't want such a thing, Chas v'Shalom, to happen in Klal Yisrael. In other words, I didn't want there to be a busha, Chas v'Shalom. V'Reb Chiya me'echa gomilo. So how did Reb Chiya himself know? Where did he have this mesoiras not to be mevayish somebody else? The answer is Rabbi Meir. Because there was a ma'isa b'Rabbi Meir, the Tanya, ma'isa b'isho achas. There was a story with a woman, she'abasa le'beis midrasha isho Rabbi Meir. A woman came to the Beis HaMedrash of Rabbi Meir, Omra Loi Rebbe, Echad Mikem Kitshani Babio. One of you were Makadosh with me because you had relations with me. And I want to know which one was it because I don't want to be married to that person. Omad Rabbi Meir, so Rabbi Meir stood up, because of law, get Krisus. So Rabbi Meir actually stood up, gave her a get, as if to say, yes, I was the one who's Makadosh you. Now you are free to marry. V'nos Sanon, he gave it to her. Omdu Kulam. Omdu Kosu Kulam. V'nos Nulam. And then they all gave her a get. And they all wrote and gave her the get such that we ultimately do not actually know who was the one to be Makadosh. But Reb Meir was the one who volunteered himself as if to say, yes, it was me, in order to spare the shame of everybody else. And how did he know? Reb Meir Mehecha Gomila Mishmuel Akon. Meir learned this from Shmuel HaKotan, who was the one who announced that he invited in the Bezdin uninvited. He arrived there uninvited. Again, it wasn't really him, but he was only doing so to spare the shame. Says the Gemara of Shmuel HaKotan, Mehecha Gomila, Mishachnio ben Yechiel, Diksiv, Vayan, Shechenyo ben Yechiel, Mibnei Elom, Vayemel Ezra, Anachnu Mo'alnu Beloikenu. We were the ones to transgress the Aveir of Me'ila, the Noishev Noshim Mechriyes, Me'amahoretz, and we would want to marry non-Jewish women, Ba'ato Yesh Mikvali Yisrael Al-Zois. So once again, you see great tzaddikim, as it were, admitting to the fact that they were over Averas, they were not over Averas, they were doing so to spare the shame. And how did he know? V'shechenye ben Yechiel Mehecha Gomala, where was his limud? How did he know to do this? The answer is, Mi'yoshua, Dixiv Ayemar Hashem and Yeshua, Kum, L'cho Lomo Zeh Atanefel Al Ponecho, Chota Yisrael, Amal Lefona, V'boinu Shalei Lomi Chota, Amal Lai V'chi Daltarani. Remember, this was the story with Yeshua, when they fought against Ai, and many fell, many Jewish soldiers fell, and it turned out that one of them, nobody knew who at the moment, had taken and misappropriated Hektish, and as a result, he lost the battle. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he were, asks Yeshua, so who was it? He says, I'm not prepared to say. V'chi daltor ani l'cho, am I going to now snoop, am I going to report on who did it? Hatel goyrolois. Let's do a lottery. And as we know, the lottery fell out onto who? Anybody remember? It fell out onto Ochon. We remind ourselves of Ochon every single day because he composed the tefillah, the second half of Aleinu, Al Kein Nekave L'cho Hashem Aleikenu, Al Kein Nekave, Ayin Kaf Nun is Rosh HaTevois Ochon. Okay, V'boyis Ema Mimoisha Dixiv Ad Ona Me'amtem. So we have a whole Masoiris, an unbelievable Masoiris, going back all the way to the generations where you see the importance of not embarrassing somebody else to the extent that they were happy to have themselves embarrassed just in order to spare the shame of somebody else. Tana Rabbana. Misha Meisoi Nevi'im Ho'achroinim. When the last Nevi'im in Klal Yisrael passed on, who are they? Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, Nistalka, Ruach HaKodesh, Yisrael. That's it. There was no more Ruach HaKodesh in Klal Yisrael. V'hafal pi kein, hoyim mishtamshim bebas koil. Even though there was no Ruach HaKodesh keseder, but they would rely, if necessary, on a bas koil. What happened? Pamachas. On one occasion, hoyim mesubin, they were sitting there, ba'alias beis guria. Bi'erichoy. They were sitting in this particular aliyah in an attic, which was the Bezdin assembled in Yericho. V'nosno aleihem bas koil min hashamayim. And all of a sudden, a heavenly voice emerged and said as follows, Yesh kan echod, there is one of the dayonim sitting over here. The bas koil did not detail who the dayon was, but there is one over here. She'ra'u she'tishre olav shechinah. That he is so holy and so pious that essentially he is worthy of the Shechina residing upon him. However, Elo She'ein Doiroi Zakai Lekach. But his generation is not worthy. In order for the Shechina to be Sheira on a Tzaddik, is the generation has to be worthy. Who was this particular individual? Nosnu Chachomim Es Einehem BeHillel HaZokin. They all pointed to Hillel HaZokin and they knew clearly. But even though the bas koil didn't clearly enunciate, didn't renounce who was being referred to, but it must have been the holy Hillel HaZokin. Uke Shemes, and indeed, when Hillel HaZokin died, Omro Lov, Hei Chosid, Hei Onov. That was the Hesped. What a tremendous righteous person. What a tremendous humble person. That was the Hesped that they said about him. Talmidoi Shel Ezra, and they called him the Talmid of Ezra. That was the Hesped. Three things. He's a chassid, he's an onov, and he's a talmid of Ezra.
Are we talking about Hillel Hillel?
Correct.
Isn't there a famous story about him where somebody came to his house on Erev Shabbos and Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel? This is his nature.
That's the same Hillel. That's the Gemara in Shabbos, and that's exactly what the Gemara is referring to over here. Says the Gemara, Shuv pamachas hoyim mesubin ba'aliyah beYavne. On another occasion, they were sitting in the Aliyah, this time in Yavneh, v'nosnu aleihem baskol min ha-shamayim. Once again, there was a baskol min ha-shamayim, which says, Yesh kan echod, there is somebody over here, sh'ro'u sh'tishrei shechina olah, but once again, sh'ein doiroi zakeh lekach. And who do they look at? Nosnu chachomim es einehem b'shmuel ha-kotem. Okay, Shemesh, and when he passed away, they gave a very similar hesped, and they said, Hey Chosid, Hey Onov, Talmidoi Shel Hillel. Afu Omar B'shas Misosoi, Shimon V'Yishmoel L'Charva. So he said, when he passed away, he prophesied the following, and he said some very, very scary statements. And he said, Shimon and Yishmoel are going to go to the sword. V'Chavroihi L'Ktala. And their friends are going to be murdered. V'Shar Amo L'Biza. And the nations are going to be plundered. V'okon sagiin, there's going to be tremendous yisurim. Asidim lemeisoi al alma v'al Yehuda ben Bava. Bikshu loy markein, elo shenitshvu sho'o. She'ein maspidin al harugei malchus. He wanted to give a whole hesped. Remember the 10 asara harugei malchus that were killed out by the melech? Essentially, he wanted to give a hesped, but you don't do so. Why do you not give a hesped for somebody who was killed by the melech? Because we're so concerned that the melech was so brutal in killing him that if you delay the kvura, because you're giving divrei hesped, so who's to say that the king will eventually even allow there to be a kvura? So he wanted to give a hesped for Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, but he didn't do so. They just had to bury him before the king would then change his mind. Okay, back out.
Is it possible when they say king, they're talking about the king Melech Malchei Amlochem, that if somebody was brutally killed like that, it's min hashamayim, therefore there's no hesped?
Could be. That's a reference. It's definitely not the Poshup Shat, but it could be it's a remiss to that. Tana Rabbanon, we're on the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, about 12 lines from the bottom. Ein ma'abrim es hashana elem kein yiritzeh nosi. We're not ma'abrim the shana, back to our subject, unless the nosi wants to do so. It all depends on him. Ma'isavaram Gamliel. Shaholach litoil rishus eitzel shiltoin echad shebesuria. Rabbi Gamliel had to go from Eretz Yisrael to Syria to speak to the shiltoin, the non-Jewish king, to discuss communal matters. V'shoho lovoi. And he delayed in returning. Now, if he delayed in returning, we're in trouble. Why are we in trouble? Because he's the Nasi. And if they want to now sit and Bima Abba the Shana, they can't do so because he's not there, he's in Syria. The Hebrew es Hashana, but they nonetheless did make it an Ibur Shana, even though he was absent. Al Menas, Shayirat Serban Gamliel, but they made it conditional. They said essentially we Ma Abba the Shana, but we have to make it conditional, meaning as long as it is contingent on Rabbi Gamliel returning and giving us the green light that yes, he agrees that this should be an Ibur Shana. And where Rabbi Gamliel eventually returned, and they told him what had happened, and he says, fine, yes, I give my consent. So if that's the case, Nimtzes Shana Mu'ubaris. But then the Shana Mu'ubaris, they have not violated the law, because even though the Nasi wasn't there, but they never made it formally an Ibur Shana, they did so contingent on Rabbi Gamliel giving his consent when he returned. He returned, he gave his consent, it becomes a Shana Mu'ubaris.
Quick question. Obviously, this could not happen as it relates to our current Gemara on the 30th day of Adar.
Correct. Tana Rabbanan. Ein ma'abrim es ha-shana. We are not ma'abrim ha-shana, ela im kein ho'isa tzricha. Only if it's absolutely necessary, mipnei ha-drochim, mipnei ha-gesharim, mipnei tanurei psochim. Remember the various, if the paths, all the bridges, all the ovens won't be ready in time for Pesach. That's such a serious reason. After the long rainy season, we need another month. Like now we see, for example, it's very, very rainy. So we might have to add on an extra Adar in order to give time for the streets to dry out, such that Klal Yisrael will indeed be able to travel to Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. Umipnei Golias Yisrael, Shanek Krumim Koimon Vadayin Lohigi, or if people from the Golos have started making their travels to the Beis HaMikdash and they're getting tremendously delayed for whatever reason, so we don't want them to miss the boat or the show or the Yom Tov, So we'll make an extra ador, and that way they can invite, indeed arrive in time. Says the Gemara, not because of snow, not because of cold, that apparently is not a reason to stop them coming. They can make their way through the snow. Neither are we going to be ma'abra the shana for people living in the Golas who haven't even left their homes. If you're so lazy that you haven't left your home, we're not going to be ma'abra the shana to give you extra time. If you have left your home and you're getting severely delayed, we'll add an extra month. If the Gedim, the young animals, are very, very young, then it's not a problem. Why? Because even if the animals are young, you can perfectly well bring your Korban Pesach, even from a young animal. Therefore, that doesn't justify making an Ibur Shana so that the animal should be a little bit older come Pesach time. It's perfectly acceptable to have them young. But you definitely use that as maybe as a contributory factor. It would not be the main factor. But as a sa'ad, remember we said you've got to have more than one factor in place to make an Ibur Shana. That would definitely be taken into consideration, but it would not be the main factor. What does that mean? Ketzad. So Mara explains, gives an example. Rabbi Yanai said, what was the case? He sent the following message. Rabbi Yanai Shimon Gamliel, Mohidoin Anachno Lachoin. We are hereby announcing to you the Goizlia Rachichin, that the birds are young, the Imrumri the Arkin, so too the sheep are young. The Zimno da Aviva Loi Moton, the spring has not yet arrived, and therefore the Shafras Milsa Banpoi, therefore it would appear correct to us, the Oisifos al Shatodor, we are adding to this year Telosin Yomim 30 days. So what do you see in this announcement? That the issue of the sheep and the birds being young was brought into the equation. It was not the sole reason. Once you have the other reason about the Oviv, the spring, not yet having arrived, that's a very, very serious calculation. That's the main reason. So then we can add as a secondary reason the fact that the animals are young. And that's why they added 30 days. Why 30 days? Meisvei kama ibur shana shloishim yoim. But Rav Shimon Gamliel and Chodesh, Omar Rav Papa, Rotsu Chodesh, Rotsu Shloishim Yoim. Now, Toch Hazoi, my Ika, have a look, what's the difference between Tekifoi, we're turning over the page, Tekifoi, the very strong ones of the Kadmoi, of the earlier generations, as opposed to La'an Vesoi Basroi, as opposed to the modest one of the later generation, Titania. A very similar story. Maisa b'Rabbi Gamliel shoyo yoshev al gav maila b'har habayis. Rabbi Gamliel was in the har habayis. V'yo yoichanan sofer haloz omer lefonov. V'shalosh igrois. He was the sofer. He was the scribe of the Nasi. He had three scrolls. Chatuchos lefonov munochos omaloi. And he was instructed, I want you as the scribe to write the following. Toil igris achado. Take one scroll. The Kosov La'achon b'nei Glilo Oyilo, and write to those who live in the Upper Galilee, Ula'achon b'nei Glilo Talot Tato, so to those who live in the Lower Galilee, Shloimchon Yiske, it means Shalom to you. Mohoidoin Anachno Lachoin, we hereby announce to you, the Zman Biura Moto, the Zman of Biur has arrived, La'afushe Maisra, Mema'atno Dezeso, and because of the situations with the olives, that's why it's come the time to be mafresh maestros. This has nothing to do with Irbo Shana. It was a reminder for them to do biur. Next scroll, the toil igris achada. Then take another scroll, the kosav, and now write to who? Le'achona, to our brothers b'nei deroima. The Galilee, we know, is in the north. Now write to those who live in the south. And tell them, Moto la'afrushi. Sorry. Shloim chon yiske, shalom unto you. Mohidoin anachle lochoin. We are hereby announcing the Zman Biura Moto la'afrushi maisra mi umra shliblayo. Where you live, there are no olives. So it's not relevant to tell you what to do with the olives, but there are wheat and things that grow in the field, and we're reminding you that the time has come to be mafresh maestros. The toil igros echad, and take now the third scroll, the kosev lachana bnei galvusa bebavel, write to those who live in Bavel, belachana de bemodai, or l'shar kol galusa de Yisrael, and what should you write to those living in Golos? Shloim chon yizke. We wish you shalom l'oilam. Mohidoin anachna l'choin wihib, I inform you, de goizlaya rechichin ve'imraya arakin, the birds are young, the animals are soft, and therefore, the zimna da aviva loimoto, and the time of spring has not come, v'shafra milsa ba'ampoi, uba ampecha vairai. This is what the Gemara was pointing out. Look at the difference in terminology. Here he said, not just it appears correct in my eyes, but also he mentioned with humility that it appears correct also in the eyes of my colleagues to add an extra month. Voisifus al shatador. And we're going to add to this year, Yoimon, to loss in 3 years, Dilma Bosar Da'avru, says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, maybe it's not a riot. You're right, there's a difference in terminology. Maybe Rabbi Gamliel had already been removed from his post and he became more modest at a later stage, and therefore one cannot be medayik, the difference in Rashonis. But either way, what's critical to us is you see that when we on the Ma'abad Hashanah, we consider the fact of Oviv, which is absolutely critical, then we will also take into consideration as a secondary factor, if the animals are young, it would be preferable to bring older animals as a korban, even though that in itself would not be enough of a reason. Okay, let's just finish off a couple more lines. Tanu Rabbanan, al shloisha dvarim ma'abar misashono. There are three prime factors for which you be ma'abar this ashono. Al ha'oviv, v'al peiro yisoilon, v'al ha'tkufa. So oviv, we've already discussed. Peiro Yisraelon is if we see that the peiros are not getting ripe. So we worry because the bikurim have to be brought Shavuos time, and if they're not ripe, they won't be able to. So everybody's going to come to the Beis HaMikdash for Shavuos, not being able yet to bring the bikurim, and then they're going to have to come back again when the fruit eventually become ripe. That's a big tircha. So in order to save that tircha, we'll be ma'abed Shana, such that the fruit will be ready by Shavuos. So when they come for Shavuos, they can bring the Bikurim. It saves themselves a lot of hassle. But ala Tkufa, we're not getting involved for the moment in Tkufa. That will be Be'ezus Hashem, the next sugya. Al Shnayim Mehen Ma'abrim. If two of the three reasons are in place, we will be Ma'abrim. The Shana. Val Achad Mehen E Ma'abrim. Ubizman She'oviv Echad Mehen HaKoyol Smeichen. If the main reason is the Oviv, everybody is happy, the food is not yet ready, so you're not delaying the Korban Chodosh. Remember, you have to bring a Korban Chodosh, which means nobody can eat the new produce, but if the produce hasn't been produced there, then everybody's happy because nobody's waiting around, the food is not ready anyway. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer al hatkufa. What does that mean? Does that mean Iboilu al hatkufa smeichin al hatkufa ma'abrin? Okay, we'll leave that Shaila because again it refers to the union of Kufa, which we have not yet learned. Okay, so Be'ezus Hashem tomorrow morning, which will be the last day of Zman, quite incredibly, we will begin from this Tana Rabbanon and we will learn the final daf. And with that, Be'ezus Hashem, we will close this Zman.
Okay.
When is the beginning of the new Zman, do you know?
So if we don't learn together Be'ezus Zman, in which I haven't made a final decision, but the Zman starts, Rosh Chodesh is on a Thursday, is on a Friday and Shabbos. Friday and Shabbos. Rosh
Chodesh, so that's Sunday.
We learn the Sunday Misashim.
Rosh Chodesh Iyar.
Correct.
Wow, a month.
We'll see.
You know what could happen to me in a month without you, Rebbe? That'd be a big trouble.
Thank you for the field trip again. Okay, we'll see you, Misashim. We'll be in touch.
Okay. Yosha Kaur.
Okay. All right, all the best.